Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander in the new year, talking about some current important things that people need to be aware of. We're going to go back to something we've talked about before, because something came up the other day when I was talking to a prospect, and he brought up a point, and we had to talk about it, and we found out he was wrong. So, first of all, Leanne, let's talk about RMDs, required minimum distributions.
Well, this is the time of year when people are going to get information from their different companies that will be coming out on the reports. For instance, if they're with like Schwab or if they're with Fidelity or one of those mutual fund companies or broker-dealers, they're going to probably send out a statement. And in it, they're probably going to say in their retirement accounts that this is your RMD, your required minimum distribution. For anybody 70 and a half and older, they are required to take money out each year from the required retirement account. And so needless to say, they're going to say, on this date, this is what the value of your portfolio was in your retirement account. Therefore, based on your age, this is how much you have to take out. And it's based on your age because they're looking at your longevity factor. So each year is a little bit different. Now, this year, and I know it's right now, it just started, I got my report from one of the companies, and it said, this is my required minimum distribution that I have to take out, and it has to be taken out before December 31st of this year.
Are you over 70 and a half?
Shh.
Oh, okay.
At any rate, he's not supposed to say that on the air, but at any rate, so much was required. I had to take out for my simple plan, I had to take out for my 401k, and I had to take out for my IRA. And so each one of these said I had to take out so much. So consequently, this is what I can do. I can do it now. I can do it any time during the year.
Okay, now let's go back to where this originally came up. I was sitting down visiting with a prospect about long-term care, and we had a nice discussion about it. And, of course, one of the things that I'm always concerned about is, where's the money going to come from? Are they going to be able to pay this? Are they going to be able to afford it? And he said, and by the way, he said, I have to start RMDs now. Oh, okay, that's a good idea. He said, I'll have some money coming out, and I can afford to buy long-term care. And we chatted a little bit more, and then I said, well, I don't care what you've got in your accounts, but what kind of accounts do you have?
And that makes a difference.
This is where we got into a little bit of a discussion.
Because people don't realize this.
He said, I have two IRAs. I have an old KEO or HR10, which is for you younger people. This is an old retirement account. It was way back when I was starting in the business.
You don't hear much about it anymore.
No, well, they don't have them anymore. He said, I have a SEP IRA. And I have a Roth. He said, I sat down with my accountant. I didn't ask if it was CPA or not. And he said, you just total everything up and all these four accounts, and you just take out your required.
And you're thinking about taking it. He was thinking about taking it all from one place, probably.
All from one place. And
but
I said,
you can't do
wait
that
a minute.
In
wait a
situations.
Minute. Here's the problem. The two IRAs and the SEP IRA. Now, what is a SEP IRA, Leanne?
Simplified Employee Benefit Program.
And that is something from but it is an IRA.
That's right.
So he can roll the two IRAs and a SEP IRA together.
And take it all from one account
from
if he
one
wants.
Account, whatever one he wants. But you cannot take the old KEO or the old HR10 from that.
Or let's just expand it. You can't take it from a 403B. And you can't take it from your 401k.
All right. So back with my, you're way ahead of me, Leanne. So if he would have had a 401k or a 403b, which is employer teachers and or federal employees, each one of those has to have their own accounting done.
That's right. You can't group those
together. You can't group those together. plus the fact he was going to pay taxes on his Roth.
Oh.
Yeah.
And guess what?
And that's what. You don't want to do that. I'm sure the IRS would like to take the money, but you don't have to do that.
And why, Garwin?
Well, what do you mean, why? I don't know what the why.
Because the Roth is already had taxes paid, so they don't have to worry about
taxes.
Have
to worry about
so
that.
They don't have to take money from there.
So he actually would have had a the two IRAs could have, and the SEP could have been in one calculation, the HR 10 or the Keogh in another calculation. By the way, Keogh was an old senator who introduced that bill. And the Roth, you don't have to. But if you had 401ks and 403bs, they would have had to have been separate. So you've got to be very careful. So obviously his accountant, or there was I can't believe it would be a CPA, didn't know what he was talking, or she, whatever one, didn't know what they were talking about. So I said, you've got to do a recalculation of all that, and then you can sit down and take your
distribution,
RMD distribution. Now, how do they arrive at that? Well, there is a table. And I don't know if the table for the HR 10 or the 403B tables are different, but there's a mortality table that they build this upon that tells you what your required minimum distribution has to be each year.
And remember, this is the required amount. You can always take out more, but this is what you are required to take out.
And, of course, the reason for that is they want Uncle Sam wants to get his hands on some of your money.
That's right.
And in theory, these accounts are supposed to be empty by the time your mortality is over. But if you get excess earnings, that's not really going to happen. But it could happen. But that's what the theory is. So, and like I said, I don't know if the tables are different for the 403Bs and the 401Ks. And obviously, if you have more than one 401K,
they each are separate.
Each are separate. So you've got to be very, very careful about that.
So what people need to do now is watch what any kind of information that comes from these different retirement accounts. Find out what they are or review what they are. Find out what the companies say. So review each one and then decide where the money's going to come from.
Leanne, give your phone number.
My phone number is 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Leanne, give yours again, but a little slower.
Am I too fast?
Yes, you are.
651-365-5000.
Okay. Now, something else I want to talk about, something that's happening in the long-term care. I mentioned that a little earlier. John Hancock just bailed out of the long-term care business. They said they can't make money, and they're pulling their plugs. Now, this is always scary for people who have, for example, John Hancock, who had Prudential or had Metropolitan. What's going to happen to my contract? What's going to happen to my contract? Nothing.
Well, it's a legitimate concern.
Absolutely, they're concerned because they've paid in 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 years, and now the company says, we're done. And the question then becomes, are they going to honor my contract? Yes, they have to honor your contract. The only thing that could happen, and I've mentioned this before, is they might raise their premiums on you, but they have to honor the contract.
So when you're talking about honoring the contract, it
whatever
means
the contract,
going to be, it's safe for you. It might be going to a different company.
To make a difference.
Because it could be sold to another company. But they have to honor your contract, and follow through on that.
And they have to honor whatever that contract says. They can't come in and change the verbiage in the contract either.
And there is a pool with the state of Minnesota.
The state of Minnesota.
That also backs everything up.
And Wisconsin.
And if there's any concern at all, you can always go to the state and talk to them about, this is happening to my company, my contract. Can you tell me what's going to happen there? And they'll be happy to answer your questions.
Right. Now, talking about long-term care, there are some new policies out here that make it really interesting. There's a company that offers a life insurance contract. You have to qualify for life insurance. They have a long-term care rider. And they have a guarantee that after 10 years, you don't like what you got, you get your money back plus interest.
Now, that's kind of an interesting scenario.
So you're covered all the way. You get your money back if you don't like it. Now, you're not going to get 6 to 10% on the money, but there's a small guarantee on there. You can do a one pay, a five pay, a 10 pay. There are several companies like this now that have these kinds of contracts. Very interesting that the companies are changing the operation on long-term care to make sure that people are protected. The biggest complaint I always had about selling long-term care was, gee, I pay the money in for 10, 15, 20 years, and then I die.
And there's nothing left.
There's nothing left. My family doesn't get any of it. And that's unfortunately true. The new contracts are not that way. Somebody is going to get a claim paid. And so if you have assets and that you want to protect for your family, you really, really need to look at long-term care coverage because it is much more beneficial to the client than it used to be.
Well, they're finding out all kinds of things about the importance of this kind of coverage because of the fact not everybody will use it.
No.
But as we get older and we see different diseases coming up and different things happening, you want that stability behind you because it then protects the rest of your family.
And particularly if you're in your 50s now and you've got a couple bucks squirreled together, this is really the time to buy it because it is so much cheaper. And now with the life insurance, long-term care rider on life insurance, to me, this is the best of the best. Now, if you can't qualify for life insurance, you can do it with an annuity and a long-term care rider, but the life insurance is the best.
Well, the whole life insurance industry has changed along with the long-term care industry, and that's why they've had to work things differently because everybody's living longer, and the diseases are changing. The whole scenario. So consequently, you have to look for different ideas.
The interesting thing, and I bring this up, and people are always amazed about this, it wasn't the elderly people who killed the basic long-term care coverage in terms of cost. It was the younger people, the 50-year-olds, who they really never anticipated would file so many monstrous claims, million-dollar claims. $800,000 claims, $500,000 claims. And this is where the big, big hit on the returns for the insurance companies in long-term care were the younger people, not the older people, not the 70-year-olds.
Because they don't live as long.
They just don't live as long when they get those desperate crises. So I just found that very interesting. I always thought that when I heard that, I thought, nah, it can't be. But it really is. I've heard it just too many times. What's happening in investments for the next minute, Leanne? What do you got?
Well, we've been having a lot of excitement, especially in the stock market. We're seeing the Dow probably going over 20,000. It's really going up and up and up. And we're seeing a lot of growth coming back into our economy. We're also seeing this growth affecting how our companies are looking at their growth. And with all of this going on, people are going to be very, very happy when they get their statements because they're going to see an uptick in their investments, and that's an important thing because you don't want to always be in the hole. You want to be growing.
Leanne, give your phone number again.
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Next week, I'm going to have a lady on talking about final expense. If you have not done your final expense planning yet, listen to us.
And what does that mean?
Final expense is how do you pay for your funeral, basically.
Oh, okay, you've got to explain
that. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.